This is Normal Paranormal, Episode 5.
Welcome back, everybody. I am Abner Normal.
And I'm Norman Normal.
And this is Normal Paranormal. And we'd like to refer to this episode as Full of Surprises.
This episode is absolutely chock full of all sorts of exciting things that we got to talk about.
First thing we're going to say is a huge shout out to our brand new sponsor, Anchor.fm. Those guys are awesome. They host our podcast and they offer a free app that you can get and download it on your iOS and your Android devices.
Or your computer, and you can listen to our podcast and you can leave us voice messages on our episodes.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool. And we're going to be featuring at least one of them in the show. So let's get to it. Okay, folks, it has been a crazy, exciting week for Normal Paranormal Investigations. First, let's catch the folks up with what happened last week.
So last week, we sent Timothy to go to Wisconsin to find the Beast of Bray Road. And
he did, in fact.
He did find it, and yes. He got chased by it.
It was, we got a piece of the audio. We'll just play it for you.
Yeah.
So you can hear what happened right at the end.
David, I shouldn't have quit Dragonsville in high school. Or lacrosse. Not that lacrosse would have happened in this situation, but I still shouldn't have quit. It would have been worth it. Oh, dear.
The taping's there.
The taping.
So basically, after we heard that, we were just so worried about Timothy. We thought he was a goner.
We ended the show early.
We did. We closed up. We stopped recording and we went to... Hopped on the Google to find plane tickets or easy
to get us to,
routes to Wisconsin, to yeah. Elkhorn.
And I think about 2 hours after that, because plane tickets is expensive, but we didn't want to leave Timothy. We didn't know what happened. We had no way to get a hold of him. So about 2 hours after that, we get this message on our brand new Anchor.fm app.
And it's crazy that it's brand new. And we got a message, but it's from Martin.
Yes!
If you guys remember from the first episode, he called in about the Yellow Yeti, and we thought he got turned to stone.
I was for sure.
I was too. He stopped talking, and he just disappeared. And we thought he was gone.
So we're going to play the message for you real quick. Here's Martin calling us back, and then we'll tell you why that's a kind of a serendipitous thing for us to have this.
Hey guys, it's Martin. Martin with the Yellow Yeti. Remember me? Yeah, look, I didn't get turned to stone. So, it'd be a funny story. Right after I started to feel like I was going to turn to stone and I was just trying to get into a nice, position, like you guys said, my wife came out and she was really pissed about the tulips. So she just started yelling at the Yeti, and she scared him away, and everything's fine, and then she got mad at me because I didn't stop the Yeti from the tulips. Anyway, I'm okay now, and, well, I love the show. Bye.
So, Martin didn't get turned to stone. His wife scared the Yellow Yeti. I don't think I ever want to meet her.
I don't either, because if she can scare a Yellow Yeti, then...
Whew.
Do not make that lady mad. And certainly do not touch her tulips. If she yells at a Yellow Yeti for her tulips.
Whew. Hey, she could probably fight off a Class 8.
She would tussle haunting. with the poltergeist.
She would
just bar fight it.
All right, so we decided it has to be fate, right? So we called Martin back and said, hey, can you do us a favor? We would love for you to check on a friend. And he knew who Timothy was because he's been following the show. So we sent him a coffee cup and $20, I think.
Yeah, we sent him $20 to get him
from Milwaukee to Elkhorn, which is where the Beast of Bray Road is and that Timothy was. So, whoa, my God, we was on pins and needles for couple of days, right? It was a couple of days
It was about 2 days.
I think neither of us really ate. And we didn't, we had to shut down all investigations until we could find out for sure.
We didn't record. We didn't even think about what we were going to do because we were so worried about Timothy.
And then we get another call
from Martin.
From Martin. And both of us missed it. I think we weren't near the phone when this happened. So this is Martin's second call on our hotline, not off the Anchor.fm app. Here's Martin.
Hey, guys. It's Martin. So I made it to Elkhorn, and I was able to get to the spot where the handheld recorder was found by Ted, and I was able to use the skills I earned as an Eagle Scout to track Timothy's position from where he was attacked by the Beast of Bay Road. I'm happy to report that there is no blood of any sort. There's an awful lot of empty pixie sticks and several wrappers from peanut butter and cheese crackers. But there was no immediate sign of Timothy's whereabouts, so I discerned that he had fallen into a lake, and a nice man by the name of Chester. He's a very large man with a very impressive mustache. He said to me that he was able to find Timothy in the lake and took him to the docks in Milwaukee. So that's where I ended up, and I found Timothy working on a riverboat, strangely, on Lake Michigan. Anyway, so Tim's going to call you, and I was wondering, I sort of had spent all the money to get here, and now I'm broke, and my wife is kind of mad. So she really wants me to come home, and she's pretty mad about it, and not going to send me any money to get home. So, hey, can you just maybe send me some money? I love the show. Bye-bye, guys.
So, that's a long way around to tell you that we have Timothy on the phone.
We got him. He's on the phone.
He's safe.
Completely safe, and he's ready to tell us exactly what happened.
Yeah, from him.
I'm looking forward to this.
Timothy, are you there? Hello, Tim?
Hello, guys.
It's so good to hear your voice.
It is good to hear yours.
So, Timothy, I understand you've had quite the adventure. Can you give us the highlights of... First of all, start with what happened after the audio cut off. And then bring us up to when Martin found you.
So when the audio cut off, presumably, I dropped the field recorder and I fell into the water and the Beast of Bray Road jumped after me. I fell into the lake and then I tried to think of something that floated but was also happy and flat. And I thought of a gingerbread man. So I tapped into my inner gingerbread man and just laid there for a long time. And I just looked up at the sky, and I put all the equipment that I had with me on my chest, and I sat like a mama otter, keeping all of her things safe.
Oh my God, that was a beautiful analogy, Timothy. You have the survival skills of my hero, John Wick.
Thank you. Anyway, as I was saying, I floated in the lake for quite a while, and I think I fell asleep. It was very peaceful. It was like a nice massage back and forth on my back. And then a very nice farmer man with a very big mustache came up in his little boat while he was fishing and found me. And he thought that I was a merman, and he took me to the bay in Milwaukee, and I've been working at the docks in Lake Michigan with a very nice riverboat captain.
Wow, Timothy, gosh. So, okay, Martin said when he found you, you'd been there for a couple of days. Why didn't you call us or something?
For the 3 days that I was there, I forgot who I was because I lost my wallet to the Beast of Bray Road and could not find my identity, so I didn't remember who I was.
Okay, well, that makes sense. I mean, you went through a pretty traumatic experience being chased by what presumably is a werewolf. We're just glad you're alive, glad that you are finally safe. So now, where are you and what's happening? With your situation?
I am currently walking down the street and I managed to get a burn phone from a Walmart in Milwaukee. And so I have hitchhiked exactly 5 times to get to where I am. And I do not have my wallet or my passport or my credit card or my license or the picture of my mom, the picture of my granny, or my $17. I also have a lucky Canadian quarter that I use for luck, and it is now inside the Beast of Bray Road. I hope it comes out okay, because I wouldn't feel good. Even though he chased me, I don't want him to be hurt. Anyway, I have hitchhiked 5 times, and I am on my way back to you guys.
Wow. All right, Timothy, I mean, if you can get someplace we can wire you some money, I think Norman's got $20. I maybe can scrap something together for you. I don't know that hitchhiking's a great idea, but we can't wait for you to get back here. We promise we'll take care of you and maybe give you a day, a vacation or something.
And Timothy, if you want to go on a vacation, you go, man. You've earned it. You've done really good job getting the recording with the Beast of Bray Road, and you lived through all that, and you should just go home and visit your family.
Yeah. So get to someplace safe, Timothy, and call us as soon as you get there, okay?
Okay, guys. Oh, look. Somebody has pulled over to give me a ride. It's a very big semi-truck, and it's completely black. I wonder if he'll let me ride in the back of it. It'll be like my own little room. Okay, I have to go now, guys. Bye.
Timothy, don't get in the fucking truck, Tim.
He did it. He hung up. He's in the fucking trailer now. All right,
folks,
well.
Folks, this show does not condone hitchhiking.
Hitchhiking isn't necessarily safe. So don't hitchhike in the middle of nowhere.
You never know what kind of supernatural entities you might run into this.
It doesn't even have to be something like a...
It could be a...
It doesn't even have to be a kidnapper or something. They could just be a spectral entity that happens
lost spirits,
to have a car.
You got revenants.
Yeah, those two. Those fuckers.
Those...
They pick up trucks and they'll take you out.
Oh, my God. Timothy.
It's going to be fine.
Okay.
It's going to be totally fine.
Folks, we'll try to keep you updated on that. I guess that's it for the show today. We do want to shout out to all of the people who have been very supportive of our show over there on iTunes.
Leaving us all sorts of reviews and ratings. We really appreciate that.
Always. Beach Bums 0511.
Everstorm 1889.
Yeah. There's some other people on there that are just fucking mean.
They really are. I mean...
And I suppose that's what happens when
you're
doing a good job.
That.
You gotta expect a little bit. I mean, some people are just flat out mean.
They really are.
With nothing better to do than to get on their computer and attack us.
Yeah, and give mean reviews for no reason.
That's what happens when you're as awesome as we are.
Yeah, when you
have a standard you live up to, and you just keep on going.
Yep.
And this show is going to keep on going, folks, because the paranormal happenings in this country are escalating, and somebody needs to confront them.
Somebody's got to be there to help people out with their paranormal problems. And that's what Abner and I are trying to do.
Exactly. So we encourage you to get the Anchor.fm app, send us a message with your paranormal experiences, and you can email us at normalparanormal13, the number 13, at gmail.com, and you can send us your spectral sightings, your own stories, and who knows, we might feature you on the next show.
We could. We have a budding Instagram page, so go and follow that. The handle is just at normalparanormal13. Once again, the number 13. So go follow us. I'm the one who runs it. I usually post pictures of spectral entities.
Yeah, we're down a little bit because of the whole thing with
Timothy. Well, yeah, I haven't been on it very much.
Also, you can go to our anchor.fm page and find us there if you want to be a supporter. We could sure use the help.
We really could.
We got kind of cut short because we sent Martin $20.
Martin $20. We sent Timothy to Wisconsin.
That wasn't cheap. I mean, we sent him on the cheap, but anyway, we could use your help. We would love to be able to keep doing shows for you guys and expand what we can offer.
Also, check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/normalparanormal.
Right. And if you'd like a coffee cup, a free coffee cup, become a supporter on our Patreon page. We can send you a coffee cup. But if you just want a coffee cup, you can get them from one of our other sponsors, happyheartsdesigns.com. That's all we have for you guys this week. I'm Abner Normal.
And I'm Norman Normal. And
remember what we always say.
Carpe Nocturnum.
This has been Normal Paranormal. This show is a work of fiction. Names, characters, businesses, places, events, and incidents are either the products of the author's imagination or used in a fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental. This episode is sponsored by HappyHeartsDesigns.com, clothing to make your heart happy, and Anchor.fm.